You can put it to your ear, and you can hear all kinds of things that I bring out to be heard. And to prove that to you, if someone's going to come along real shortly, I guess, I hope, I'll show you just how that thing works.
I got a cow just as fine as silk. She done learned how to shimmy, and now she's giving buttermilk.
I got the right one. Hello, Breezy. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, everything's just fine. Yeah.
That's fine.
There ain't no pump handle you got.
All right. I'm glad you're feeling good, Breezy.
Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling good.
I tell you what, I'm sure happy you came along.
You did?
Yeah, because I got something good for you. Good news.
Got good news for me?
I got good news
for
you.
That's the first time you ever said that. What kind of good news you got?
Snuffy, I mean, Breezy. Did I say Snuffy?
Huh?
I called you Snuffy. You're Breezy, ain't you?
No, yeah.
Well, anyway, my mind's on what I'm going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
What's the matter?
I'm going to give you something free. I'm going to let you take a long trip. It's going to be all paid for.
Hold it.
What?
You're going to take me on a long trip all paid for.
I'm going to give you a long trip, and it's all paid for.
I'll take it back. I ain't going with you. Anybody ain't giving nobody nothing on no long trips.
Well, this is a long trip paid for, full everything.
Where are you going
to
carry me?
Well, I'll tell you what. I might let you go to the mountains where you can see the beautiful hills and hear the birds singing and the bears growl.
Yeah.
I might take you to the seashore where you hear the ocean rolling and tumbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you might take you to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
I might take you down in Florida, New York. It's hard telling.
Yeah. Well, I want to go to Niagara Falls.
You want to go to Niagara Falls? All right.
Give me the money.
No, wait. You'll have to do what I have in mind and what I have to show you.
What you going to show me?
What I'm going to show you is this little radio funnel here. Have you seen that? That's a radio funnel.
It ain't nothing but a pop-out old funnel.
No, you're wrong.
And lamp with. That's all it is. I know what it is.
Greasy, you can take this little radio funnel, put this thing to your ear, and you can hear all the most beautiful sounds you ever heard.
I believe something done slips in your head.
You want to try it out?
You mean you can put that to your ear and hear music?
You can hear music?
I don't hear a thing.
Did you hear it?
I hear something coming through.
That's it. You can hear anything you wish to hear that little
phone. Anything you want, I don't believe it.
Yes, you can, Greasy. I'm going to tell you what you do. I'm going
to... I'll take a trip with you then.
You're going to take a trip with me?
Uh-huh.
I tell you, there's one thing you have to do, though.
What's I have to do?
Huh?
What happened?
You're going to have to concentrate.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to concentrate.
Oh, I know plenty of that stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, you know what concentrating is, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man.
You've got to put your eye on something and keep it on there all the time.
All the time.
That's right. You got to concentrate, and I'm going to point that out right over here on that big bucket hanging.
That big bucket hanging?
I want you to concentrate on that bucket right over there.
Oh, that thing, the bucket to carry the well in.
Yes, it is. Now, I want you to look at that thing.
I'm looking at it.
All right, you look at it. I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm
going to
put this thing right
there.
Oh!
Man, what's the matter with you?
You've got to put it down
there. You ain't slamming that down in my britches.
Greasy, there's no way you can go on this trip unless you do.
You can't go that way on no trip.
You don't understand it. You got to imagine that. You got to concentrate.
Yeah, but I was concentrating until you weren't concentrating.
You took your eyes off of it. Keep your eyes on there and put this back in there. Greasy?
Ooh.
Greasy, let me tell you.
Give it to me. Okay. Let me do that.
All right, you put it in there. Put that right
in
there.
You're too careless with that.
And I'm going to tell you what. I've got to tell you what's going to happen.
Boy, I can try. I'll
tell you what I'm going to take. Now, listen. Everybody loves to go to Niagara Falls, right?
Oh, yeah, I love to go there.
Huh?
I love to go
All
to
right, I'll tell you what you got to do. We're going to Niagara Falls. You got to feel the cool breeze off of the water. You even got to feel the mist of it just coming.
I do.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I got to keep my eyes on that.
But you got to keep your eyes concentrate over yonder on that bucket.
Oh, I got it over
You got it?
Yeah,
All right.
Smack on down.
You hold it on there, then we're going to take the trip, and you got to enjoy every minute of it, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Hold it there. Keep your eye on it.
As long as I can drive, I don't mind.
You got your eye on the bucket.
I got it on the bucket.
Look at the bucket.
I got it.
We're going to Niagara Falls. Niagara
Falls.
That was that refreshing.
I'm going down it.
Now that's what I.
That's a low down and trick I haven't seen nobody doing about in my life.
Well, please, let me tell you.
Stick that. Hold that stuff cold.
Well, it'll do you good to cool off, Greasy. Let me tell you where the good fun comes.
Low down and sing. I ain't never heard nobody do nothing about it. I went pour water in the bridge.
I know. No. Let me tell you.
You ain't been to Niagara Falls.
I have. I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
You've been there now, but to where the good fun comes in,
yeah,
you want to get that on the next fella comes along.
I don't. You mean I'm going to pour water in somebody else's bridge?
You get this thing on somebody else, and you take them on a trip to Niagara Falls, and you're going to get your
fun
back.
I ain't walking around pouring water in people's bridges.
That's going to do.
You ain't doing
no,
nothing.
No, you don't. You don't pour it on mine.
Don't.
Now, I'll tell you what you do.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what you do. Don't Snuffy know about this?
He's been to Niagara Falls?
No, he had never been there.
That little sawed-off son of a gun.
Take it. Where you get your fun out of this thing is
you got a hose pipe around that connected up.
Well, I tell you, you get him to go with you on the trip, and I guarantee you we get the water, okay?
I ain't going to ride him. I'm going to float him.
You can take him down to Mississippi.
You telling me?
You better believe it. I tell you, when he comes out, now you get the trick right back on him, just like I did you.
I did. You just let him show his little leaf flat
well,
thing.
If he comes,
I
tell
if you, I don't lay it on him, I
hey,
hey, if I oh, there
you
is.
You boy having a big time out here.
Yes, sir.
That was never.
Yeah.
Look at that innocent face.
Yeah. Tell him the story, Greasy. Tell him the story. Go ahead. Tell him about the trip you're going to take.
You got a tub of water back there?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh,
hey.
Take him to our.
Snappy.
Yeah.
You ain't never had nothing all your life, eh?
Nay, had a thing. Don't
Lord, look down in there.
Wait, tell him the story.
I'm going to wash him from one end to the other.
No. Be quiet. Tell him the story.
I'm going to tell it to him.
Tell it to him.
How'd you laugh? Hey, buddy. You know what that is?
That's a funnel.
Yeah, that's fun. That ain't no fun.
That ain't fun. You spitting in my face, too.
I did.
Tell him what it is, Greasy.
Did you get it?
One little dab.
That's
a radio funnel, right?
A radio? I didn't know sister what's it called.
All you got to do is stick it up to your ear, and you can hear waves are falling and water pouring down your britches. You can hear anything you want to hear over that phone, over that
no.
That.
You can.
Hold it up to your ear.
Listen,
good. God, you bust my eardrum.
Did you hear the music?
Yeah.
I told you could hear it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. You see, yes, now.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to Niagara Falls. You ain't never been there, have you?
Niagara Falls, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like to go. I've never been.
You love to go?
Yeah, I like
you love to go.
Hey,
you got the water. Let's not go through all that.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Ain't no use to stand out here.
Tell him the story about it.
I ain't going to tell. This ain't going to be no story. I'm going to pour it in.
No.
Look here, son.
Yeah.
All you is this thing right here. You got to stick it down like the britches.
No, in my britches?
Right. You got to put it in your britches.
No, I don't want to do the putting in there. I ain't going to let it trust you to do it.
Well, trust me?
You
don't trust me.
Now get
it. Oh, let me get where the water. Look here, buddy. Now, when I carry up to Niagara Falls, you're going to feel the mist of the waves and the water pouring down your leg. Oh, no, I mean, the waves coming over your head. And the coolness of the water. You got the water? You ready? Get over this way a little bit. I swear I hate to do this. Yeah, hey, buddy, you got to keep your eye on that bucket up yonder. Don't even look down while I'm pouring the water. I don't look at all. Look at that bucket.
There ain't nothing.
I know, but you got to concentrate.
Concentrate.
Is that what it is?
Concentrate.
Well, that's what you got to do to the bucket.
Yeah.
Don't look at this water. Look at me.
You got to look at that bucket, huh?
Yeah. You ready?
Go take him on
the
trip.
He's so pitiful. Oh. I'm going.
I got my eye on the bucket. I'm
gonna wash it. I swear I'm gonna pour it in there. You ready?
Let him have it.
You ready? Yeah.
more, Greaser. Mm-hmm. Pour some more.
I got my eye on the bucket. Is that what you want me to do?
Yes, keep your eye. That's gonna look like a hole in it.
Look down.
Ain't nothing come through yet.
Pull the rest up.
Look here, buddy. You got y'all on the bucket.
I got my eye on the bucket.
You are kind of. You got no more.
Check the other leg.
Uh-huh.
Check the other leg.
Then a thing coming through. Hey, look here, bud.
Yeah.
You don't feel kind of little unnecessary.
I don't feel a thing.
You don't feel kind of no dampness or something.
I don't feel nothing.
You done sure gonna feel it this time, buddy. It went through there. That son of a gun. It's nothing. You ain't felt nothing.
Nothing.
You ain't felt nothing in your britches?
No.
What's good the matter with you, boy?
Big boy, I've been to Niagara Falls before.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you one and all for your very kind, courteous, and undivided attention, wishing you a safe return to your respective homes and destinations, and a fine good night. We'd like to see you all back tomorrow night, and of course, if you can't come, just send the money, that's all. Okay, good night, everybody. Good night. Good night.
We got to stay
early.
It's now Saturday morning, and we're going to do some stuff with the old cars. And if we slate anything, the first slate should read 113. I'm sorry, 112. Everyone be quiet, please, as the shot goes. Don't walk around.
Tight as you can on the back, John.
At least we got the first part of them coming up, right?
I think it's coming, John. Yeah. Want to sleep?
Yeah. How'd that go? Okay, got it. Good?
That was 1:12.
Yeah, I think that was not bad.
This will be the blue convertible idling. Those were just miscellaneous sounds of the cars turning around in the order that they were in the string. Now we're back at the location, and we're going to do something with the people eating.
Yep. But you know, things happen like that. Everybody have bad days, just one of yours. That's right.
Sam, what you want to eat?
Marshall.
I mean,
Mark.
Sorry. I see you did. Look at that.
Somebody got me.
I hope nobody's got mine.
You did get my
seat. No, I can't.
somebody got mad.
You get that fat. You need a big one. That's what you should eat. You get that
low end. Was that right?
I'm ashamed of it too. Always was ashamed to be a glutton. Where's this?
Gonna get wild sound at the table.
I just didn't. I waiting on the line to kind of get weak.
Oh yeah.
Let the line get weak, and then when that stand, you know.
Yeah.
So long, yeah.
Old man says. Don't want you around when you can't eat.
Right, 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 right. One of them old sad days looks like on the way.
Imagine when I get on my last go around, I like to eat a plenty.
Right, right. So eat a good plenty anyhow. Yeah. That's.
Slim, we were going to have you eating over at the lodge, because we just wanted to have the people who've been here all the different days.
Okay. On my way.
Okay, thank you.
As soon as I get through getting my sweet feed ready, I'll be on my way.
Okay.
You want to get this sweet feed?
Yeah, man.
I hear you, Slim. Hear
you. All right, now I'm on my rifle.
Yeah, right.
Ham and cheese. Ham and cheese on rye.
Ham and cheese on rye. Let me see, what, you coming right in? I haven't got mine yet.
Last go round, huh?
Looks like it ain't.
I guess now. Might be a long time before we all see each other again.
Wonder if could we carry four or five plates worth from the lead. Then we got a long way to go.
Yeah, there you go. We have. Yeah, how far have you got to go?
About 280 miles. Yeah. Y'all don't have to go too far.
I don't know. A little over 50.
Yeah, but we got about 800 or 900 to go.
you got the ferry.
Yeah, all the way down to Florida.
We got
the
Columbia.
We're down.
That's 6 hours, too.
See how it is?
Yes, sir. We didn't stop nowhere and we didn't drag them.
It's been a happy week, though, hasn't it?
It sure has. The best was meeting some of the old timers.
Right,
that one.
Right.
May not get to meet them again.
That's the thought.
Yeah.
Did you thank the Lord for dinner?
No.
Bronco took care of that.
He did.
He said the grace.
Come in there.
He said it for all of us, even though we weren't all sitting here listening.
Well, I'm glad he did.
Here's some in here, Green.
Huh?
Yeah. Is that salt in it? Yeah, that's salt. Leave you there.
Yeah.
helped on these is.
Sam, I wish you had something to eat. Oh, that's
right. I'm all pulling. Well, if we don't pull them, we'll get back.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Bitter tea.
I'm just wondering how you're going to look with false teeth.
I'm wondering it too.
You look great.
They're going to spoil your whole handsome face.
That's not true. I'm wondering.
How do we know? It might make you look better.
I ain't never heard too many of them talk about it, see?
Any improvement could be.
Be
anything
than
would be an improvement, yeah.
Be better than nothing.
Boy, this cheese has done got right. Too hot.
Oh, believe it, got too hot.
Just slated camera roll 58.
Okay. 118.
Mm-hmm. Say how to make a salt taste good. You know how to make salt taste real good?
Mm-hmm.
Put it on a big thick T-bone steak about that thick.
Put on what?
Piece of T-bone steak about that
now
thick.
Now you can have
that's
chicken.
That's to make salt taste good.
Or anything salt. Else. Bro, but steak, I do love steak.
We had, I wanted this to ask you to talk about yourselves, because I was really curious to figure out which of you had been more different kinds of shows. So I wanted you just to see if you could just among yourselves count up to see who had been in more different kinds of shows.
Why would I start counting that?
Well, were you ever with Doc Bartok?
No, we know you've all been on medicine shows.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how many, like Toby shows?
Oh, different kinds.
Oh, different shows.
Yeah. Were you on Vaudeville? Were you ever in Vaudeville?
Yeah.
How about
you
how about Burlesque?
How are we on Vaudeville?
Well, I didn't work too much, I know it, but I didn't work too much Burlesque. Rusty Lee.
That's a tent show. That's a tent show.
I know, Rusty Lee. I'm trying to think of one work with him. He came from Burlesque.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, I can't think of the guy, a team. It was team.
Mm-hmm.
You been on any peep shows?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't Andy.
Yeah.
Been on Gurney.
Rusty wasn't married to Andy then. He had another.
Yeah, did you ever work on a carnival?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like that nigga had that.
What carnival were you on? Richie, what kind of a carnival were you on?
It wasn't Johnny J. Jones. You heard that about Johnny J. Jones.
Right. How about Reuben and Kerry? Were you ever over there?
No, I just don't want to.
Were you?
Look.
Oh, I want Isaac Raiders, Reuben and Cherries. Oh, Johnny J. Jones.
Yes.
Cavalcade of Amusement, James E. Straits.
Right. I was.
Raw Americans.
Anything you want.
Yes, I was over.
Marshmallows United show. That's the first show I run. Marshmallows United. Little Giddy Carnival.
I worked on the front of a sideshow over on Reuben and Cherry in 1928.
Isaac Raiders, you ever been on there?
Well, I never did.
Who was it?
Isaac Raiders, you ever been on there?
No.
Bill and D.A. Wolves?
No, but you're talking about this Reuben and Cherry and also Royal American.
Uh-huh.
I was over on that for one season, too.
And I was on Zalman Polish.
Jones is awful famous in this group. Did anybody ever know Billy F. Jones?
Not me.
You have, Ray.
I never did run him a couple times. He's a nice guy. He wasn't an actor, never did work carnival too much. He went on and off them.
Well, I had my own sideshow, so I was looking on all these different ones. So I sometimes would be on 10 or 12 different carnivals a year, sometimes, or whatever.
Just for fun, let's do something around the table. Every one of us try to figure out how many different types of show we've been with. Just for the heck of it, since this is the last day. How many different types of show do you think you've been with, Greasy?
Man, vaudeville.
Vaudeville?
Mm-hmm. And of course, radio and television.
Radio, television. Tent show?
Yeah.
Medicine show?
Yeah.
Burlesque?
No, I didn't do too much burlesque.
Well, carnival?
Was on carnival a little bit. Not much. Not enough to even mention.
Did you ever help a pitchman?
Did I have I? Right, I know all about that.
Yeah.
A dozen of them, one of them. And my brother-in-law is one.
I'd like to able to count up, but
and
I
even bust on the street, me and another boy. Me and him used to do double black together.
Yeah.
And we used to bust on the street. He's an escape artist.
All right, that's busking. That's another form of show business we've done.
Yeah,
that's right.
That show business? We haven't let that go because we're trying to get to another show. We're out of money.
That's eight. Now what else? What else did
I
you
I hadn't heard that term either for so long.
Busking? Busking.
Not so long it's been. I bet you
busking?
It's been.
Busking? Oh, we busked in New York
yes,
City.
But I say I haven't heard that.
What do you mean he hadn't heard that word except for some show person say?
My mother played the Swiss.
Even the men and ladies restaurants, you know?
Yeah.
My mother played the Swiss concert zither. And would you believe that in New York City, in these little backyard courtyards, you know, in between the front building and the back building, she'd sit down. Now, this is before TV and radio, and before there were too many, awfully many cars running by, and it was quiet enough that they could hear her zither on all of these different floors in New York, and they'd throw pennies and nickels and dimes down to hear her play another tune, you know. That was busting.
Yeah, and right. Boy,
we'd go home with $15 or $20 in hard times.
Sure. I played one time where it's old rock. Yeah, mustard was
here. Around the warehouse. Mustard was the warehouse. Hey, what's over here been sitting all the month, too? That's
the
car and the
cellar. Barbershop.
Oh, have you ever played a nightclub?
Yeah.
That's another one. That's nine.
Yep, that's the last one I was in. I swore I wouldn't do that again.
Right out in the strawberry field.
Why? On account of the drugs?
The money. Mm-hmm. Went out of the strawberry
field. You can't get their attention.
I've had circus experience. My dad was a clown on a wagon show when I was about 4 years old. Mm-hmm. He worked me into a little clown act. In other words, I followed him and did whatever he did when I was about 4 years old. That was a wagon show before the days of any hard surface roads. And well, I don't know, I guess you could figure why they called it a mud show. And then next after that was another circus, but it was a railroad show.
Now,
I don't recall seeing any motor vehicles on that.
Were you ever on a circus?
No, I never did. I know a lot of it. I could have been on one.
No sideshow.
Jeff Rawlman Circus.
Oh, really? No.
No, I didn't go on it, but that's the one he went big time, you know, on him, went and bought him a circus and lost it, and Doc Marshall Judy Mavis.
Oh.
You ever run Doc Marshall?
Is that right?
He could talk the horns off of every bull they were in California.
And besides the circus experience, I've had some carnival experience. Naming the carnivals, I was just a little while, part of one season, on Frank West's carnival. Frank West, he worked this country a whole lot back then for several years. And,
you ever run into Harris at Carnival?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Old man Harris?
Yeah.
He died on my lot.
Is that right?
The old man.
Yeah?
What did you get him?
Some.
What kind of medicine? The reason what kind of medicine did you take?
No, he's a carnival.
Running down the docks with us.
And he bought a little lot right in the banks on that lot now. We just bought a little lot there. We're going to put some stuff, and he wouldn't let him do it.
Did you ever hear the Vandenberg brothers?
Vandenberg.
There was a Vandenberg, but...
Oh, and a Vanderberg.
Yes, right.
Oh,
I don't believe
so. And I have an idea
you
that
know,
the Vandenberg...
You know, I can't believe it. We've all been on them kind of shows in that
probably.
Land.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe it.
That was my first experience with that thing. And I always remember we were sitting like this in a cookhouse, eating, and a bunch of little kids along the edge here, and one with his dad picked up the sidewall and he looked under there and he says, you know, they eat just like anybody else. Same thing.
Some of them not as often.
Yeah. Strange people. I used to have a geek show over on that particular attraction. I had a geek show on this Vandenberg show, and that was when I was 16 years old. And that, you know, is the wild girl or a wild man. And that was one of the most interesting shows. And, you know, it made more money, even right in the Depression time, that thing did. And we were always feeding that strangest of all strange creatures in there all the time, you see. And you didn't have any nut compared with other shows at all. You only had about three people on that thing. And we would feed her for the feature attraction always, which always created a little interest. And she would be in the center of a den of hissing, seething monsters of all kinds. And upon occasion, we'd feed her just exactly as you'd see her in her own native land, Abyssinia in the north of Africa. Throwing down deep into the pit, probably various items. I won't mention it at the meal here. Let's.
There was a show on the Harrington Nickel Plate Circus up in Ohio, I think it was. And it was a guy that had a whole bunch of snakes, and he dressed up like a woman, and he had long wig on, and he darkened his skin with something, so he looked like an East Indian or something. And he had hot rattlesnakes all around him. Any kind of snake you can mention was in that pit. And they put out the word ahead of time so the people would bring snakes out of the woods and throw in the pit with him. And he was such a herpetologist. He was a highly intelligent man. And he dressed up.
I know what you mean.
I wouldn't call it smart to be sitting in there, but he had on these long stockings. He must have had some kind of protection underneath, high-lace shoes.
Are you sure that wasn't my geek? Because I had him framed just exactly like that.
It could have been. Were you on the Harrington Nickel Plate show?
Well, it certainly sounds like it. No, it wasn't on it, but it was just got to be my geek. Maybe he went over there after.
That's possible. But anyway, he was a handsome man when he took all that garbage off.
Because
we went around in the back. When we ran around in the back and talked to him, he was sitting there smoking cigarettes. And we talked herpetology for a half an hour while the show was going on.
You mean with
in the
geek?
Big top. Yeah, with the geek.
Mine was not the executive type, I'll tell you.
He really impressed us with his intelligence, and that's what threw me, because most of those guys are not. Most of them are not.
That would be a safe thing to say.
That's for sure.
The average person doesn't enjoy sitting surrounded by a den of hissing, seething monsters larger than a man's upper arm.
Well, these things would curl up his skirt, and he'd pull them out and throw them.